David, where do you work?
I work right now. I'm at Grand Junction Steakhouse.
Where is that?
In Westwood.
Okay.
So, but I was saying to you that as a student over at City College, I'm studying to be in law enforcement. I'm taking right now criminal justice to eventually be in LAPD. And so the idea that I had, I went to my manager, is kind of revolutionary in a lot of ways because it and I'm kind of nervous, you know.
You're doing fine, man. Go ahead.
It kind of incorporates police training with the job that I have right now, which is I'm a food server right now at Grand Junction Steakhouse because I'm paying my way through school. And
well, you're to be admired for paying your way through school and working hard. But your job as a food server or a waiter incorporates your police training how?
Well, you have a chance to practice enforcement speech or enforcement procedure. And you can remind people of things. And additionally, I've got the opportunity to introduce some ideas to the steakhouse of things that you see. Like, for instance, this lady was in the restaurant. She also had her two, like, kids or grandkids with her. And they ordered quite a bit of food. And they got dessert. And then she asked me for the check. Okay? Now, what I do before I bring the check is to remind people to please clean up their table, to stack the dishes together. To be polite, you know, because I don't know if you've ever been a food server, Mr. Henry, but a lot of people leave their table and it's not good to look at, you know.
Are you working at a place like a buffet place, or is this a service to the table place?
No, this is service to the table.
Because if you go into a place like Fresh Choice or any of these buffet joints, you know, you take your plates from the table.
Yeah, no, in those places you do, but. And I'm not saying for people to take their plates from the table because we have busboys to do that. What I'm telling them to do is to stack the dishes together neatly because they'll leave the napkins are on the floor. And if they have their children, this lady had her children with her, and they were eating dessert, they leave a mess. And so I said to her, okay, please stack the dishes together and when I come back with a check. And so anyway, I did that, and I came back with a check. Well, interesting thing, she hadn't done it yet. Okay.
Which is to stack the plates and everything?
Yeah, stack the plates and put the silverware there. So that's when I reminded her again that she needs to, she and the kids need to stack the dishes together. And, of course, then when I did say to her, I told her to stack the dishes together, then they did. Because I'm telling them face-to-face, and that's part of the police procedure procedures, when you tell them face-to-face like that.
All right, David, you want to be a police officer, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so as a food server at the steakhouse, you're telling people face-to-face, stack those dishes together in the manner that a police officer would say what?
Well, I mean, it's not the same thing, you know.
Well, but you're saying this incorporates police procedure.
No, yeah. I mean, the police, if I was in a situation like that, for instance, in a traffic stop, I would say, remain in the vehicle, please. Give me your, driver's license, your insurance information, and your registration, and please remain in the vehicle, and I'll go back and I'll run a license check. In this situation, I'm saying, okay, please stack the dishes together. I'm going to come back with a check. When I do come back with a check, I do want to have, the dishes stacked together. Now, the thing that happened today, when I come back, there was no dishes stacked together.
So then you reminded her?
Yes, sir, I did. And that's at that time. Then also at that time, she did then stack the dishes together. Now, what a lot of people are telling me is, you can't do that, Okay.
Well, that would be my first thought. I mean, you can suggest it, but you can't force them.
No, you're right. You can't force them. But, okay, I can't force them, all right. But if they don't do it, then I'll go to the front door of the restaurant when they're leaving, Like, I'll say to my manager, do you know where table 3 is? They'll say, okay, they left. I'll go to the door of the restaurant, and what I'll do is I'll just stand at the restaurant door, and I'll say, okay, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for stacking your dishes, And what that does is it reminds them of basically, I don't want to say anything bad, but it reminds them basically of what pigs they are, that they didn't do that. And so now the busboys got to go and clean up their slop. That's what I'm trying to change.
Dave Oliva joins me. He's a food server at Grand Junction Steakhouse. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, David, this is a call-in show. And I'm not sure I know exactly what it is you want people to call in about.
I called you to say, don't you agree with that? I mean, not don't you agree with that, but don't you think it would be good? And how can you help me further implement this in the restaurant business?
I don't know what I could do, man. I mean, I could talk about it on the air.
Well, that's all I want to do.
All right. But I got to tell you, I don't necessarily agree with it because, first of all, I worked in restaurants when I was a kid. I was a dishwasher and a busboy, and that's what you got to do. I mean, the busboy comes around, right?
Yeah, the busboy does come around. But here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with telling people, okay, there's a time and a place to be a pig, but today ain't the day, man, you know. I mean, they can do whatever they want at their own house because it's their own house, right?
But see, a lot of people think that because they're paying for the meal, that gives them the right to pay for the meal, eat the meal, and then you come and you clean it up.
Which we do. We do that. We do clean it up, okay?
Yeah, I know, but I guess asking people to stack the dishes...
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying stack the dishes, all right? And
are you putting this as a request or are you telling them?
Well, because I'm incorporating police procedure, which is one of the things that I'm learning how to do, I basically direct. It's what we call in police procedure to direct them. I'm directing you to stack your dishes like I would direct someone during a traffic stop to stay seated in their car while I go do a license check. And please, at this time, you know, extinguish your cigarette and please, you know, keep your mouth shut while I go and do what I have to do. All right, and the same thing in the restaurant. You'll say to them, I want you to stack your dishes. I'm going to go get the check.
But you can't make them do it. And from what I understand at your restaurant, your manager got some complaints?
Well, no, he didn't get no. He got a complaint about the people that I will go to the door and talk to. That's all he got to complain about. He never got no complaint from anybody who I said, make sure you stack your dishes.
Of the people that you say to them, stack your dishes, how many do it?
At first, a lot of them don't. But when I come back to the table, I use, as I said, Mr. Inner, incorporate police procedure. I will stand over the table so that I'm towering over them, which is a police psychological, it's like a psychological thing where you're towering over people, you're looking down on them, okay? Then I'll say, okay, at this time I want you to stack your dishes, and you're positioned in such a way where you're kind of blocking how they'll get out of the booth, you know, and then they'll stack them.
Do most people stack them?
I'd say most of them do, yeah.
And the ones that don't, you follow them out of the restaurant?
No, I don't follow them out of the restaurant, no, sir.
Well, then what do you do?
Well, once they pay their check and they're leaving, then I'll go to the door of the restaurant. I do not leave the restaurant, so I'm not following them. I just stand at the door, and I'll say to them, hey, nice job stacking those dishes. You know, and that's all I do.
And you don't think that's harassing people?
No. No, sir, I don't. I'm reminding them that, hey, thanks a lot for being, you know, basically, I don't say it, but I'm basically saying, thanks a lot for being a pig, you know. Nice job on stacking the dishes.
And you don't think that's harassing? To me, that would feel harassing. And I wouldn't want to go back to that restaurant.
No, you would, because most of the people tell me, yeah, I want to come back here to eat some more, you know, because the food's really good. I mean, at Grand Junction Steakhouse, we have the tenderloin chops. We have slow-roasted prime rib. And on also another thing, we get the sirloin fresh cut beef out of Chicago, so it's a really good steak. But
well, it's still, man, there's a lot of steak. Why would I want to go back to the restaurant when I'm leaving? The guys at the door saying, "Hey, nice job stacking your dishes." It just feels harassing.
No, it's not. It's not, and most people are okay with it. So I'm just trying to spread the word to other food servers, other restaurants, that this is a great idea. We can get people to. I guess. I don't want to use the word, but, I mean, we get people to be less, you know, like animals, you know, and they'll clean up their table and everything.
Okay, hold on, David. There's a young man who's studying to be a police officer, and he incorporates police procedure into his job as a waiter. He directs people to stack their dishes on the table before he goes and gets their check. And he's trying to spread the word. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back with David and take your phone calls. He is a food server at Grand Junction Steakhouse out in Westwood, where he says stack the dishes, and people do it. At first they don't, but he directs them the way he would someone in a traffic stop, and they do it. It's the Phil Hendry Show. And said to the people, hey, you didn't stack your plates like I asked you to. Thanks a lot. And it sounds to me it's sarcastic. If it's not harassment, would you agree it's sarcasm?
Well, yeah, I suppose you could say that it's sarcasm, you know, but it's not. It's not a very high price to pay to be reminded that basically your behavior is like a farm animal. You know, you don't even stack your dishes. The people leave their napkins stuffed into the mashed potatoes or what have you. They'll put their cigarettes out in their, or not cigarette, they, because there's no smoking, but like you'll find part of the kid's dessert in his drink and everything, you know. So what I do is I'll go to the door and I go, yeah, thanks a lot, you know.
But what I'm asking is, have they ever turned around and said, I'm sorry?
A lot of people do, yeah. Once they realize that it was all a big misunderstanding, they'll shake my hand and say, yeah, you know what, we did act like, you know, like homeless people, you know, just behaving that way, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dave Woolova is with us. David is studying to be LAPD. In his job as a food server with the Grand Junction Steakhouse, he will direct people to stack their plates at when they're done eating, and then the busboy comes and takes them away.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. William, you're on the air here with Dave Woolova.
Yeah, hey, man, I just want to say, if I was sitting at your table and you came up and told me to stack my plates, I would probably stand up and have some choice words for you, man. I'm in your restaurant. You are my waiter. You're supposed to be doing your job.
Well, don't you clean up at home?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But point
what's
being, I'm not eating at my house.
Oh, so you can be a pig. Well, I'm not saying you're being a pig, but how come you want to come to my restaurant and act all pig-like?
I'm not. I mean, I'm going to get my money's worth, and I'm going to sit down and relax, and I'm not going to worry about doing the dishes or clean up because I'm out at a restaurant. I'm not at my house.
Right, but your payment is for the food delivery. Plus, you also need to tip. Do you tip?
Yes, I do tip.
Okay.
I tip 15%. But when you're asking me to stack my dishes and do your job for you, you won't be getting a tip. Why don't we just cut you out of the picture and I'll go to the kitchen and get my food myself?
Well, because there's health and safety standards. You can't go into the kitchen because of OSHA standards.
No, yes, sir. I've worked in a restaurant. I am aware of OSHA.
All right. All I'm saying is I ain't asking you to do nothing other than stack your plates like you would at your house. Look, everybody tells the kid, take your plate to the kitchen and put it in the sink. Don't you tell your kid that?
Yes, okay. I do. Actually, I do.
All right. Then why can't we do the same thing? If everybody did that, then I wouldn't have to follow you out of the restaurant and go, yeah, thanks a lot, man. Is your name William?
The gentleman's name is William.
Yeah, so I'd go, hey, William, nice job stacking the plates. Thank you.
And I'd probably turn around and give you the bird. I mean, first of all, why are you going to belittle yourself when you follow me at the door, man? I mean, that says a lot about your character.
Belittle myself? You're the guy who says he's going to flip me the bone.
Because you're following me out the door? Come on, buddy.
Dude, I'm not going to follow you to your car, man. I'm just at the door going, hey, thanks a lot, man, for nothing.
I mean, then why
even do
that? Why even do that?
Why do you have busboys?
You have busboys to bust
Thank
the dishes
you.
Off of the table, okay?
If the busboys are going to bust the dishes off the table, which I used to do that, you're taking them and you're sweeping them into a big barrel.
Well, yeah, yep. After the busboy comes and looks at how messed up it is, he's got no choice. But if they're stacked up, he could neatly take the stacks and put them neatly into the tub.
Oh, boo-hoo-hoo, man. I mean, I work hard for my money. Come on, bro.
Oh, dude,
talking
you know
about,
what?
Man.
Okay, what do you do for a living? Just out of curiosity, what do you do for a living? And I'll tell you what.
I work in a factory, sir.
Okay. Don't you clean up after yourself?
Yes, I do.
There you go. Plus, the other thing, I'm studying to be LAPD. I doubt very much if you'd want to flip me the bone.
Why is that?
Think about it.
Because you're a cop? Wait, you think because you're a cop you're a big bad man?
Well, think about it. I'm studying to be a cop.
Don't hide behind the shield, man.
I ain't hiding behind it, man.
Well, just saying you're a cop doesn't make you a tough individual.
No, you know that, right? No, I'm not saying that, man. But what if I say, would you please stack your dishes? And then you don't. You go out to the parking lot. I go, okay, thanks a lot, William. Nice job stacking the plates. You toss me the bone, okay? Now, 6 months later, I pull you over because I've graduated from the academy. I go, you're the dude that flipped me the bone because you wouldn't stack your plates.
Yeah. Your
that's
point?
That's not good for you.
So you're gonna take it on that long into a brand new career and hold a grudge like that. I'm saying, buddy, if you don't like it, man, find you a new part-time job.
Why would you carry that on into being a police officer?
Thank you,
well,
Phil.
Well, I mean, come on, man.
You ain't got nothing better to do, man. Come on, get a life, buddy.
Dude. This is my life, man. This is my life. And if everybody would do this...
All right, but what's the point of all of this, David? If everybody would do this, it would make the job of a busboy easier. Is that what you're saying?
It would remind people, number one... Well, first of all, it's more for me, because it helps me practice my law enforcement. But yeah, it would make it more easy for the busboy.
So wait... You got to practice on, like, helpless individuals in a restaurant.
Oh, dude,
your
what's
little police academy thing.
All I'm doing, man, is saying, please stack your dishes.
Yeah, but you also said something about how you stand towering over the table.
Thank you.
Well, that is true. I mean, I would tower over the... Believe me, William, you would probably stack your dishes.
You know, I probably would. I'd stack them out of myself. But when you come up and bother me during my dinner and ask me to do part of your job, I mean, I shouldn't have to stack my dishes anyway. Should have come and took them away from me, so I shouldn't have any dishes to stack.
I'm just saying, at the end, I'll say, I'm coming with your check, but, you know, stack your dishes so when I get back, they're stacked.
You don't even say please?
I mean, what's the point?
Yeah, really.
All right, okay. William, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Talking with Dave Oliva on the job he has at a steakhouse. Gerald, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I feel sorry for that's a city that gets you, sir. You shouldn't be towering over the customer. First of all, you shouldn't be towering over the customers. You're in customer service, so therefore it is your job to take the orders and serve the food. The busboy's job is to bust the table. Therefore, it's not your business to stand over there and tell anyone to stack the dishes. If they wanted to stack the dishes, they would have stayed at home and ate. That's part of the service that they're paying for, is to clean off the table, for you or the busboy to clean off the table.
I know. Are you in the restaurant business, sir?
Excuse me?
Are you in the restaurant business yourself?
I was in the restaurant business for a number of years, yes. I'm a textile now.
Okay.
And I was a busboy.
Okay, you're a busboy, and I've been a busboy, too. And Mr. Henry said he was a busboy, too. And there's nothing more disgusting than to come up and look at what they leave. I mean, I came over to a table. The kid, like, stuffed his cake into his glass and everything.
Okay, well, that might be the case. But that's a service that they're paying for.
Yeah,
if he wanted to smear chocolate cake all over the table, then you just have to deal with it and clean that table off. Okay?
I ain't saying don't clean the table off, but I would say something.
Well, so wait a minute. If a kid smears chocolate cake, and that's what kids do, do you have a lot of kids at your restaurant?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Well, what do you mean, unfortunately?
Well, it's a steakhouse. They say it's family, you know, but I try to keep it to a minimum, you know.
Well, what do you mean?
I remind the people who bring kids in, you know, I know this is a family restaurant, but just between you and me, you know, keep these kids under control.
I think you're in the wrong profession and you need to get out of the restaurant business, because you're not going to have a whole lot of repeat customers.
Why do you say that?
It's because, number one, your attitude sucks. Number two, you don't tell people how to constrain their kids in a restaurant. If they're running all over, maybe, but you can't tell them how to eat.
No, I'm just saying, like,
Wait. You come up to a family with kids. You say, I know this is a family restaurant, but between you and me, keep them under control?
It's part of the police training. You direct
them. You need to keep that police training in the school and in the barracks or wherever you're training at. And first of all, I don't think that you'll make a good cop, because if you're going to hold grudges from the previous caller who said that he would flip you a bird, which I probably would have done the same thing,
okay,
if not worse.
But then how are you going to feel if you flip me off, then a year later I pull you over for whatever you did wrong, and you look at me and there I am. Now you're going to feel pretty bad.
And you're taking law enforcement. These are all courses you take before going to the LAPD Academy, correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct. When I get my Associate of Arts degree, then I will apply to the LA Police Academy in Elysian Park, and hopefully I will be admitted, and then I will... go through the training course there and eventually to become Los Angeles Police.
Why did you begin thinking about this idea of telling people to stack their dishes and telling the kids to behave? You're a waiter. How did this happen?
Well, I was looking one day at... I was a waiter. Well, actually, this was before I became a waiter. I was helping my cousin detail cars, and this lady came in with a car, and her kids were running all over. And I told my cousin at the time, because that Andrea... I forget her name, the lady that drowned all of her kids.
Andrea Yates.
Yeah, she was in the news, and he and I were having a discussion. I said, okay, it's wrong to kill your kids, but your kids probably should know you're capable of it. And what I mean by that is this. There's nothing wrong with making your kids think maybe you'll kill them, you know. So, and the whole reason...
Well, why would you? So, look, I'm a father of four kids. I would never...
No, but the whole reason for that is, how do you keep... Then I realized I was wrong about that. So then I thought, okay, how can I do this? How can I do this? Then I thought, okay, I can combine what I do in my police study, and I'll just tell them, stack the dishes, and just between you and me, I don't want to, like, hear these kids, you know. And don't tell the manager either.
How do you... You're talking about this police enforcement stuff. How do you do this?
Well, a lot of times they'll give you a credit card and say, if the dishes is not stacked, I mean, you gave me your credit card, so I've got the number, you know. There's a lot of things you can do, Mr. Henry. You don't want to have to do it, but this is what I'm studying to be a cop about.
Police are not trained to threaten. And,
well, they are trained to direct.
Yeah, but this whole thing, I got your credit card number if the dishes aren't stacked. 1-800-449-8686. Ellen, go ahead.
Yes, this idiot should know that it is not proper etiquette to stack dishes, even in your own home.
It's not about etiquette. It's about making the table more acceptable to clean up and not look disgusting.
No.
Yeah.
It's about having people coming into the restaurant to eat and enjoy their meals, and then they leave, and you don't tell them to stack their dishes or anything else. It's none of your business.
Well, man, you were speaking about etiquette. Don't you think it's proper etiquette before you go on a talk show to maybe blow your nose?
My nose doesn't need blowing. Thank you, dear.
Well, that's your opinion.
Well, wait a minute. Let's not talk about her blowing her nose.
Sir, it sounds like her nose needs to be blowed.
No. If you will consult Amy Vanderbilt or Emily Post, even in the privacy of your
own home, it's not about etiquette. Do not stack dishes. It ain't about etiquette. It's about the busboy not having to look at the filth and the pig-like disgust.
Well, maybe you need a better clientele.
I'm just a waiter, and I'm just suggesting.
It's none of your business.
Ma'am, at this time, I would like to say your nose does need to be blowed.
Well, I'm sorry. You need to get a better avocation. You can't be a police officer.
Well, ma'am, I don't know what your qualifications are to discuss that with me because...
Forget about the lady's nose.
I've got 35 years of law enforcement experience, and I wouldn't hire you.
Okay, you got 35 years of being like a police explorer cleaning up trash.
No. Law enforcement.
Yeah, that means you were like working a switchboard.
No. Uh-uh.
Well, why'd you get blown off the force? Because you're doing coke? Because your nose...
No, okay, because I retired after 35 years.
You were a police officer, right, Ellen?
Yes.
Okay.
I would not hire that jerk.
Well, what do you mean? What police department was it?
I was with the FBI.
You know, everything you're telling me, my police sense... It's not even true.
Well, you just don't know what you're talking about.
No, you wasn't with the FBI.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
No, you were not. You know you weren't. Now you're lying.
You want my badge number?
What do you mean your badge number? So I call him up and they go, there's no such badge, and you're long gone. Give me your home phone number. I'll double check it.
No.
Wait a minute, man.
See, if you worked with the FBI, you were like typing up, you know, ID badges and stuff.
No, I was not. I was out catching bank robbers.
You were out catching bank robbers, huh?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, let's tell you.
Quit it with the plugged-up nose. He's making fun of you, Ellen.
I know. And he didn't, and he never will. Okay?
You were with the FBI. Did you? Okay.
I retired.
If you was with the FBI, who were the last four directors of the FBI?
Do you know?
Yeah, I do, but you don't because you wasn't with the FBI.
Oh, well...
All right, anyway, we don't need to talk about that.
Nobody would have plugged up schnoz, man.
All right. Maybe she was, maybe she wasn't. What difference does it make?
She calls up all...
I was with the FBI, and another thing...
What difference does it make, man? We're talking about you telling people to clean their dishes up.
It's part of police procedure to...
Not to tell people to stack their dishes.
She's with the FBI. She knows about Emily Post. Next thing you know, she's going to tell me, yeah, and the year I won the Indy 500, sure.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Hi, Melissa. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My question to, what is his name? The,
is she talking to me?
Yeah. Give the lady your name.
Oh, my name is David.
David?
Yeah.
Okay. David, do you know what a server is?
A server?
A server. Do you know what it means to serve?
Yeah, on the internet.
No, not a surfer or a server.
Yeah.
A server, as in someone who works in a restaurant who serves food.
That's what I do.
Also,
I'm a food server.
Also, could be called a waiter or a waitress.
Yeah, that's what I am. I'm a food server at Grand Junction.
Okay. What does a server do?
Okay, what is this, a test or something? You know, I mean, if you there's certain websites you can visit to get more information about. Are you interested in going into it?
Yeah, I've done it. I did it for years and years and years, okay?
Well, you don't have much information about it. You're asking me all these questions.
Do you think there's a reason why I'm asking you questions?
Yeah, like you probably didn't know what you was doing.
Okay. So
anyway, Mr. Andrews, I was saying, if I can get people to stack the dishes up,
excuse me, can I finish speaking before you interrupt me?
And people will then not act like pigs, you know?
Hello?
There's a lot of things that I try to tell people.
He's a little bit of aggressive, and you're very obviously like some sort of extreme type A personality
What I do is I'm always telling these people.
Hello? Maybe not. Hello?
Is this still talking about?
Would you not use the B word?
Well, the B is like...
Okay, if I hear that word one more time...
Could you remove yourself for 1 second and allow someone else...
Oh, my God, does your boyfriend let you walk around with that mouth? Man, I would smack you.
And you're...
All right, I'm not sure what's being... I got
to
get control of this. Hold on for a minute. What is your question, Melissa? And then we'll have him answer it, and then you can go about your evening.
Thank you.
What is your question?
All right, it was more than just a question. All right, when you...
Hey, how about getting a new phone, too, because it's, like, buzzing away.
All right,
thank you very much. Are you talking to people, or what are you doing?
Well, look, okay, hold on for a minute.
No, I'm not holding on, man.
Please, Mr. Rennie, please hold on. Hey, yeah, nice job stacking your dishes, man.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, was you over at table 3?
Yeah.
Nice job stacking your dishes, I told you to. Okay, see, that guy just told me to F off.
Of course he did, man. Of course he did. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Sean. Sean, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Mr. Henry, how are you?
Very good, sir.
This guy is pretty weird. I've been a chef for about 11 years now. I can't believe what he's saying.
You've been a shepherd?
A chef.
What did he say?
A chef.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And, when I go out to eat, I've never heard of a waitstaff person asking me to stack my dishes.
Nice going, man, with the dishes.
Yeah, but, you know, a busboy, he doesn't really have to look at what he's picking up.
How come the busboy...
He doesn't have to look at what he's picking up. All he has to do is pick it up and bring it to the dish area.
He's got to wipe up snot and stuff? Kids wiping boogers and stuff?
What do you mean wipe up snot? That's his job, to clean the table, bring the dishes, and that's it. That's all he has to do.
His job is to what? To wipe snot up?
No, to clear the table and bring it to the dish area.
Hold on for a minute. Hey, man.
And then you wipe off the table.
Hey, man, I told you to stack your dishes. Why didn't you?
Are you actually talking to people outside?
Hold on for a minute.
Huh? Yeah, this guy's interrupting my time, and he's talking to customers about stacking their dishes?
I'm talking about people stacking dishes. And
why should they have to stack dishes when all the busboy's going to do is stack them anyway?
Because the busboy's got to look at your kids' boogers? I don't think so.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Who are you talking to?
Oh, it was a man who had been at one of the tables here. I got your credit card number. It was a gentleman who had been at one of the tables.
Are you telling that man that you have his credit card number as a way of threatening him?
No, sir. I'm not really threatening him. I'm just saying his kids were wiping their boogers everywhere, and his wife was... I don't even know what's on that napkin. His wife was using the napkin. I can't even begin to explain what is in it.
What are you talking about, man?
At his table, when the busboy's got to come over and clean it.
Yeah?
His wife was using a napkin, and I don't know what's in it, but it's, like, it's disgusting.
All right, let me get back to Sean, because we don't have enough time for him. Sean, go ahead.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I had one question for him. If a busboy's job is so gross, imagine bringing that back to the dishwasher area.
Yeah, but he's got a hose that he can hose it down.
But what are you talking about? If it's in the napkin, He doesn't really have to grab the snot inside the napkin. Usually when people sneeze, it's folded around.
Hey, dude, I don't even know if this is snot. That's what I'm saying.
What? Oh, well, what do you mean? If it's not snot, what is it then?
I don't know. That's why I said to this dude, I go, thanks a lot, you know? And he's giving me a hard time?
I don't blame him.
Well, what
I
do you mean
you
don't blame
him? Too. You talk to me like that.
Okay,
with attitude, please.
What are you talking about, man? His wife
You're giving attitude.
Attitude?
That's the problem.
Well, hold on. What's he leaving in the napkin?
Who cares what's in the napkin? Clean it up. That's the job. You don't have to wash the napkin. You send it to a cleaner.
Okay, I got a tip for you. The guy stands up with a teepee.
Oh, you!
No, you dude. Did. So what you're saying is he did something nasty in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, listen.
Hold on, Mr. Henry. Give me 1 second.
Go ahead.
He's saying that this guy or woman, you know what?
I think we all know what he's saying.
Exactly. Which is a problem because...
Yeah, that's a problem, okay?
That's indecency exposure then, and other customers would have seen him do that.
I doubt it. Well, obviously they didn't.
But it's not too hard to see somebody doing something under a table then.
Okay, but all I'm saying is, man, after all of that, after I let them go ahead and do the do, can't they at least stack their dishes?
Why would you want them to stack their dishes? If they stack the dishes, maybe there's goo in their hands. They touch the dishes, now there's goo in the dishes.
What?
You know what he's talking about.
Well,
you just said they do the do, okay?
Yeah.
But if the do is on their hands and then they stack their dishes, now the do is on the
All right,
dishes.
Okay. I think we got... Sean, thank you so much, sir, for dealing with this idiotic conversation. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back with the Phil Hendry Show. David, I need for you to listen to me.
Yes, sir. Everyone can see the pup tent.
I need for you to listen to me and finish up with the show here. 1-800-449-8686. David, go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
A couple statements. One,
I have
bused tables before, and it is a disgusting job. I wore latex gloves.
Right.
Another statement is, when I do go out to eat, I do stack the dishes, and I do leave between 15 and 20% tip.
Thank you.
My question is, and this is something I had to do as a busboy, I had to clean the restroom. So if the busboy has to clean the restroom, the tables are far from disgusting, even if there was something due to a TP under the you know?
Well, I mean, you're laughing about it, man, but it's pretty bad news, you know?
Oh, I agree. But what I'm saying is, you know, you're going to run off the customers, then nobody's going to have a job. Because if you were my waiter... And you came and told me that.
Hey, the busboys don't clean up.
First, I'd go to the manager and explain that his waiter was actually threatening to use his customer's credit card, which is fraud, which a police officer shouldn't be doing. And another is you're chasing the customer off. If you were my waiter, I'd never come back to that restaurant
again. Yeah, but I've got you over a barrel. You know why? Because I go back to my manager and I say, this guy is getting up with a pup tent. Because his old lady is, you know, yeah, so now you're in trouble.
Well, that's fine and dandy, but my question is this. You're telling the customers to stack their dishes and everything. You're pissing the customer off. Hey, I'm going to tell you like it is.
Hey, dude.
When the manager looks at sales going down because he's got a waiter who doesn't have enough sense not to be rude to the customer.
So you're telling me that people can come into your restaurant, the dudes can go out of there one at a time with teepees, and everything's good with you.